Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Kaboom! Kaboom! That is a big-time loud explosion that I got from some free stock media website. Wonder where the explosion came from. I hope somebody got in the water or something just to produce that cool sound for us. Anybody hear me? Can you hear me? The reason I'm asking that is I have a new microphone thing going on. So if you can hear me, call it 646-478-0616 and let me know. If you can't hear me, that's a bad situation. But if you can't call in, if you listen to this archived, go check me out or check us out at hypersoftradio.com. From there, you can contact Zigzag or myself. I just recently made a pretty awesome discovery. By recently, I literally mean like 15 minutes before the show. And that is a software program called... What is it called? Game Maker Studio. What this software does is it easily, which is a relative term, easily lets you make your own video games. Now, there's a learning curve. It's, you know, it's like pretty complicated, but it's not as complicated as like sitting down at a computer and just banging out a bunch of C++ or Pascal or whatever, you know, pro gamers use to write games. It's a bunch of drag and drop things, and you can say, here's my little creature. When I hit the right button, it should move this way, and if I hit the space bar, it should jump or whatever. So, long story short, I've already made some headway, literally in like 15 minutes. I've made, based on an awesome tutorial found on YouTube, a game. I wouldn't call it a game, that's being generous, but it's a sky background that scrolls, and then on that is a smiley face, and the smiley face, if you press right, left, up, or down arrow keys, will move in those directions. So that's not bad for 15 minutes of work. But the thrust of this whole story is that, you know, keep your eyes peeled, look out for it soon, the Hyper Sloth video game. That is right. Now, what is the Hyper Sloth video game going to look like? Who freaking knows? But I tell you what, there's some things I do know. One, the main character is going to be a sloth named Slothy McMojo, or some name like that. The things that you get that give you power, like in Super Mario Brothers, you're running around, you're getting coins and shit. There's going to be, I don't know what they're going to do yet, but you're going to be jumping around and gathering up cans of beer and possibly pinner joints. And then there's going to be other like super things that you find, like, you know, once per level that really jazz you up. And that'd be like... kind of like in Mario Brothers where you find the mushroom and it makes you big. Maybe in our Hyper Sloth game, you find a one-hitter and you get some sort of, you know, short-lived but badass power. Or maybe you find, instead of the normal, 12-ounce can of beer, you find the big tall boy, the 24-ounce in a paper bag. And then suddenly, boom, whatever power you get from 12-ounce beer is enhanced by 10, but it's a limited thing, and, you know, that's it. Now, so you're going to play the character of a sloth, but where do we come in? Where do Zigzag and Rufus come in? Well, we're going to be like the guiding, I don't know what you call it, not a boss, because the boss is a bad guy, but the guiding, like, You know, if you ever played The Legend of Zelda, and you walk into this cave, and here's this old wise man selling you pots and pans and shit and things you need. That's going to be Zigzag and Rufus. You're going to stumble into maybe a Quickie Mart or something, and Zigzag will be behind the counter, and he'll say, here, you know, take this 24-ounce beer, and we'll get you through to the next level. So, anyway, keep an eye out for that. Look out for it. The Hypersoft video game is forthcoming. Hello.
You there?
I'm here. Are you?
I am. Long time no talk, Rip. What's going on?
Okay. Did you hear me just now talking about the Hypersoft video game?
I just caught the tail end of it. You know, I used to actually play Legend of Zelda on, I believe it was the Atari 2600.
Really? Wow.
Very, very riveting stuff. I mean, I think you could light a match and actually see in the dark, and that was about it.
Right. Well, long story short, because I already explained it and I probably took too much time, is I just, like in the past 20 minutes, found a software program called Game Maker Studio that lets you make your own video games. So at some point in the near future, there's going to be a Hypersoft video game.
I think that sounds wonderful. Anything I can do to help on that front, or you going to go ahead and wrangle that together on your own?
Well, I don't know. There's a bit of a learning curve. I've had it for 15 minutes. So far, I've been able to make, and this is just in 15 minutes, mind you, make a smiley face move around the screen when I press the right keys. So it seems pretty easy, but we'll see. Like I said, there's going to be a learning curve. I'll send you a script of things to say, because like we'll be in the game, Zigzag and Rufus will be the good guys that the sloth meets throughout his journey. And like he goes into a Quickie Mart and there's Zigzag with a 24-ounce beer, and Zigzag says, here, take this and complete your journey and defeat the, you know, whatever. So I think we should both record our voices doing the parts.
I'm actually excited for it already.
It's going to be pretty cool, man, and it looks pretty simple to make. I wouldn't look for it until maybe mid-2014, but I'm pretty stoked. As soon as I found the thing, I was like, immediately had visions of a little sloth character jumping around and, like, collecting beer cans and pinner joints, and, like, you know, that's his power and stuff.
Can he actually smash someone on the head with an empty beer bottle or something? I mean, can it get violent or not?
Oh, yeah, well, you can do whatever you want with it, yeah. So maybe he finds a bicycle, and you have to try to pilot the bike without wrecking and breaking your jaw till the end of the level.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to call that the Stan. What was Stan's last name? Let's just call him Stan.
Did he have one?
Stan Johnson.
Awesome.
Stan Johnson was his name.
Stan Johnson.
Stanley and we'll, of course, Johnson the third.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you remember. You must still have his business card.
Yeah, I do, actually. He was a purveyor of all kinds of fine vomits.
Really?
And sharks
of teeth.
I guess
sharks of teeth and vomit. Wow, that's that should be the name of like a place you go to like sniff and taste vomit and talk about how awesome it is.
So what's going on there, Rufus? What's exciting? Tell us what's happening there in Granada.
Well, it's the rainy season, so like it rains off and on pretty much all day. Not stormy, just kind of straight down stuff. And other than that, we've reached a place where it's like just business as usual, you know? Things are normal.
Right.
It's not like we're all flocking to the touristy bullshit now. We just kind of exist and do our thing, and it's really kind of neat.
I figured it would kind of get to that level at some point where you just kind of do your thing and it's business as usual. Now, did your other dog make it down?
No, that is a tragic story.
What?
Yeah, well, the dog's alive. It's not that tragic.
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
So our house, yeah, our house in the States is being rented out to my brother and sister-in-law, and they're looking after the dog. Well, after discussing it and looking at the expenses and the fact that our dog is like terrified of fucking everything and about 15 years old, we decided that she'd probably be better off there, just staying there at the house with them. And they got like four kids that love the shit out of the dog. So the tragedy is that the dog's not coming here, but it's not like the dog is, you know.
Right. Okay. The dog probably be better off than, yeah, I was a little apprehensive to hear about your dog flying underneath, as I've maybe watched one too many Datelines or something that pretty much says it's not good for a dog to fly underneath. But you know.
Yeah. Well, sure. It couldn't have turned out well. Like I said, she's easily traumatized, and she would have been alone in a dark cargo hold in a fucking box. You know, she would not have arrived the same dog. Probably.
No, right, and that's something that a dog's just not going to shake either. That's a life changer. Let's go ahead and call that a life changer.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
So what else have you been doing? Anything, any recordings, anything I need to know about here?
No, I'm way behind on everything, so we need to, we should just regroup and, like, make our priorities list, because I'm totally lost. Like, I know that, I think the first thing that we should do, because it should be easy to do, is we want our listeners out there, by the way, give us a call, 646-478-0616, or visit us at hypersouthradio.com. We want you guys and gals to help us produce a video for Beard's Food. So let's push that, and I'll compile the...
We can't do it without you.
We can't, really. We can't.
Won't.
I mean, Zigzag and I are sexy as hell, but no one wants to look at us for 3 minutes straight. So we need as many people as possible to just film themselves dancing, singing, doing their taxes, whatever, to Beer's Food, and we'll slice it together for a kick-ass video.
And even drinking beer would be a novel idea.
Yeah, there's an idea. Or even making beer. If you're a craft beer maker,
wow,
what a better
song
to make your product to.
I like the sound of that.
Me too.
So let me tell you what's exciting here on my front.
Yes.
You know, I design brochures for RVs for a living. I don't know if
yes.
I told you that. I think you knew that. Well, the dipshit who works for me, I just found out we almost had a completed brochure ready to go to print tomorrow, and he had put all the fucking old floor plans into this brochure, which is 24 pages long.
Okay.
So now he's got a soccer game to coach. He coaches little boys on soccer. Yeah, it's as gay as it sounds, actually. And so I'm here redoing, I guess it's going to be about 60 floor plans, and they take about 15 minutes apiece. So I'm going to be up all night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
Well,
I think he's going to have to be fired. Of course, I'll have to fire him after this busy season's over.
So they have like all new floor plans, and this guy put in all the old floor plans, and it's about to go to print?
Well, it's kind
How
of
a, make that mistake?
It's kind of their fault too, though, because what they did was they sent me an email, right, with the new floor plans in it, and I forwarded it to him, right, because I'm like, okay, why should I even put that on my desktop? I'm not doing that piece of literature myself. And so then, like, 2 days later, they send another updated version of the file, right, with all the floor plans on it, and they don't rename it. And then it also...
No, that's...
Right. That's how smart these fucking idiots are. They don't rename anything. They, like, send you updated shit and don't rename it. So
okay.
You go to copy it or download it, it's like, it'll say Surveyor Floor Plans 2014-1. You know what I mean? And that's because my computer does it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a frustrating night, Rufus. It's going to be a very frustrating night. And it's
How
gonna
late
have to
do
be
you think you'll
free.
Be up?
Oh, I'll be up all night.
Beer-free, well, I guess you got to keep a level head to fix up on
right.
that.
These things get so fucking convoluted, too. It's, you know, after a while, staring at them, it's like you're staring at the same one over and over and over and over. It will make you crazy.
Jeez.
So my question
wow.
to you,
what?
Listeners, is should I fire this guy, or should I wait until after the busy season's over to fire him? Because he is definitely getting fired.
Well, that's a good question, because either you get rid of him now and you've got to deal with a busy season yourself, or you could look at it as how much more crap could this guy screw up, because it is the busy season. You're going to have more things coming in that could potentially get fucked.
Exactly. Rufus, you hit it right on the head. I mean, really, do I feel like looking for another person to take his place right now? No. But do I feel like fixing every one of his fucking mistakes every time something gets ready to print? No. Do I think about jumping off of a fucking bridge right now? Yes.
Is this like the one mistake this guy's made and it's huge, or is this guy constantly just gonna fucking shit up left and right?
This guy is
this
constantly
a Facebook guy?
Shit up. Yes.
You told me that one of your employees has. Okay.
Yes, it's the same guy. It is the same guy, of course.
Right.
He's had more than his share of chances to not be a fuck up, and he just can't seem to wrap his head around not being an idiot. Seems to be too much for him to handle.
I don't understand that.
Me neither.
You want me to fire him? Would it be easier if I fired him? Let's call him up.
You know what?
It might be.
Why don't we call Global Corp and have them come down and just maybe send him a memo, a pink slip?
Yeah, a quote-unquote memo, a 9mm
right.
memo.
Yeah, don't even tempt me. When I first found this out about an hour ago, I just wanted to curl up into the fetal position and die. Because I'm like, I'm ready to print, we're ready to go. And now here I am with floor plans open in front of me going, really, there's that many of them. That really sucks.
Wow. Was it one of those, like I've had, you know, fuck-ups and big disasters come at me in, you know, the workforce or even outside the workforce where I've literally for a few seconds just contemplated, like, how do I just fake my own fucking death and disappear and start everything all over again? Was it that big?
Yes. And I told my wife, I went home for like 5 minutes, you know, and I live like 15 minutes from work. So I just went home for 5 minutes. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I got to fucking regroup. You know what I mean? So I get there and I'm telling her about it and I'm just getting more and more pissed off. So I'm like, okay, I got to go back to work before I really get pissed off. And then I'm like, on the way back to work, I was like, maybe I just fucking quit. Maybe I just say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done doing fucking brochures. I'm done with all this shit. I'm done with all the bullshit. I'm just hanging it up. But then, you know, I say to myself, I can't let these guys down. You know what I mean? Obviously, I probably won't be doing this brochure again next year, thanks to Senior Dumb Shit. But I just can't. I can't just say, scrap it. Does that make sense? Just not in my blood.
Right.
It's not who I
am,
Rufus. It's not who I am.
Yeah, I get it. I hate letting people down and try to avoid it at all costs. What are you using InDesign or what do you use to do that with?
Well, the InDesign to put the literature together, but Illustrator to process the floor plans, which means adding color and texture and, you know, all that kind of good shit that is probably the most tedious part of my whole entire job.
I don't know if this is helpful at all. It's probably not. But all I know about InDesign and Illustrator is they are the most difficult fucking programs I've ever tried to tinker with in my entire life.
They are somewhat obnoxious. They assume that you know a lot when you first even start trying to do it. You know what I mean?
And that's true. Yeah, you're right. They assume it. Yeah, I mean, Photoshop is pretty easy by comparison. So is, like, music recording stuff. But every time I've opened InDesign or Illustrator, I'm just bail out in 15 minutes. So I commend you and also do not envy you.
No, do not. Not tonight, anyways. Envy me another night, but not tonight.
Sure.
But, so, yeah, I've got to kind of keep it short and sweet tonight because of this. And, you know, I really want to talk about getting our priorities set up, like you were just saying a minute ago, and getting back on track with the sloth, because I don't see myself doing this very much longer, Rufus, actually. I would like to join you down there.
Well, the irony is you're going to have to do all of that for the Hyper Sloth brochures.
That would be entertaining. This is just 10 years of redundancy at this point. I think I've just been doing this job too fucking long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn. I get that feeling. I get that feeling about every 2.5 years of the job.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've got the attention span of a gnat.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, people think I'm multi-talented, and I'm really not. I'm just like, I got to keep moving on to the next fucking thing, otherwise my mind just grows cobwebs.
Right. I need challenge. This is not challenging enough for me anymore. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But then, yeah, we should prioritize. So I think it makes sense that let's get the beers food video thing rocking. Like I said, I'll just fucking put that video up, right? And
yes.
We'll get that rolling. For today, let's say our action item for today is let's pick a song to analyze for Thursday's show.
Okay.
We're not to pick it on air. You can spin your iPod and email it to me, or vice versa.
Let's do this stipulation, though. I got an idea for that thing. We both come up with our own versions of our interpretations of the song, and then live on the show...
Uh-huh.
We Google the song to find out how close we are, or if either of us are close, or we're just totally not close at all.
Okay, brilliant. I think that's awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I agree.
Okay. All right, then.
And then, okay, so those two things are in the, what do they call it, the hopper. They're in the hopper.
The queue. They're in the queue, as the lady
the
says
queue.
When you're waiting to call us.
That's right.
That's an English word.
So let's say, okay, well, the song analysis thing is ongoing, so we'll do that whatever, every time. But in terms
okay.
of things that we can, like, check off a list, say these are done, getting the Beer's Food plea video where we ask people to help us out up somewhere
right.
and on the website. Okay, I'll do that tonight.
All
so
right.
we'll check that off a list.
Check.
Then what's the next thing?
I
still need to do the.
Go ahead. I was going to say, get the peer review of the Internet Love Song, if possible. And like I said, I'll happily pay for that. Just tell me where to go to get that done.
I'll go ahead.
You there? Rufus?
Hey, somebody there? I got this. Skype dropped me. I don't know what the hell happened. Anyway, looks like Zigzag's gone. Zigzag, what I was going to say was exactly the same thing. We need to get the peer review of Internet Love Song done. I'll hook that up tonight. It's on Reverb Nation is where it's on. I don't know what the hell happened. It's weird that Skype would drop both of us at the same time. Must be those freedom-hating terrorists. They must have attacked. Well, thank God I'm in Nicaragua and not the States at Skype headquarters. But anyway, you're busy. I'm busy. Let me just recap for the audience, who I'm sure is keeping close tabs on our responsibilities. Get the Internet Song peer review purchased, at least. Get the video up about asking for people to help us shoot or compile a Beer's Food video. I'll handle those. And then after that, it's on to the next, whatever that is. Probably a new song. Hopefully, Dom's got riffs. Zigzag's got riffs. I've got riffs. We just need to mash them up and make some magic. So until then, folks, please check us out, hypersloth.com, reverbnation.com/hypersloth, facebook.com/hypersloth music. And that's about it. We'll catch you next time. Song analysis next Thursday. This Thursday, which is the next Thursday. It's the one coming up next. But it's not next week Thursday. It's this Thursday, which is the next Thursday from today. Song analysis. Well, we'll catch you later.
Well, Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!